Joining us on the line this morning from Olympia, your 12th District State Senator, Brad Hawkins. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's nice to have you, but it seems you're a little early to be in Olympia already. What's going on?
Well, we're here all week, and we have what I call legislative session preseason. We have, for the next 2 days, so today and tomorrow, we have Senate Republican caucus meetings. The Democratic caucuses are meeting as well. I believe the House of Representatives has convened for similar purposes. We are doing our leadership elections. We have a series of strategy sessions and a lot of briefings on different policies and issues. We're going to be talking about committee formation. There's always changes to committees, and they're dividing some things up. And then we have kind of a group dinner and team building. And then later this week, on December 1st and 2nd, we have what's called Legislative Assembly Days, which is where we actually have formal committee meetings, and we get a chance to connect with colleagues. We hold these official committee meetings and have work sessions on issues and more briefings just to kind of get us ready for the session. And then we can also, in the process, learn about people's individual pieces of legislation that they're proposing. So it's going to be a busy week.
Yeah, a lot going into that. In fact, I know as you move towards session, you have your listening tours. You take the time to go out to pretty much all areas of the district. And I know that was expanded this year. So how did that go for you?
Yeah, that went really well. We held, normally I do all the listening tour work in September to kind of prepare me for session. But, you know, this year we kind of split it in 2 weeks. We did 1 week in Chelan County, and I got a chance to visit Brad Wilson and folks up in Chelan. So I had a lot of good meetings throughout the district in Chelan County in September. But then just last week in mid-November, I completed my listening tour in the new areas of the 12th District. And just as a reminder to the KOZI listeners, we had this redistricting process that went on. And every 10 years, the legislative districts need to be rebalanced based on population. And the 12th Legislative District got nudged over the mountains into portions of western Washington. So I visited the Highway 2 communities primarily. Skykomish, Index, Gold Bar, Sultan, got all the way to Monroe. I had a good meeting with the city of Monroe, with the Monroe School District and others. And then we went down and visited Carnation, if people are familiar with that smaller town in western Washington, and North Bend. I represent a portion of North Bend. Had a good meeting with the mayor of North Bend and his staff, as well as meeting at their senior center there. So it was good. It was good. I some of the issues are very different. Some of the issues are similar. For example, a lot of the Highway 2 communities talk to me about transportation issues along Highway 2, which is what we're experiencing in Leavenworth. But also they talked about that Bolt Creek fire that closed down the highway and caused evacuations, much like we've dealt with wildfire too. So some issues are different, some issues are similar.
As you sit there with your crystal ball forecasting what may be coming down the line for this upcoming session, any ideas, or will it just feel like business as usual?
Well, it's interesting. You know, I kind of anticipated, and frankly, I had hoped that the recent elections would kind of tighten things up a little bit and we'd have a little more balance of power, but that hasn't. That has not occurred. And so I think what we have experienced over the past couple years in Olympia is largely going to be what is going to play out for this next legislative session, just given the spread of, you know, the majority party and everything. But we do have a history of strong bipartisanship in many areas, and that's the space that I like to operate in. But I think it may be a bit business as usual. The session begins January 9th. It will be a 105-day session. So if you remember, the legislature convenes every January, but we alternate in Washington State between longer sessions when we're developing the state's two-year budgets and shorter sessions when we're sort of in between those budget cycles. Right now, what we're anticipating is much of the focus of the session will be on developing the state's two-year budgets for the 2023 to 2025 budget cycle. And so that will be the operating budget, the transportation budget, and the capital budget. That will take us mostly through the end of April. But there will be adjustments to existing laws. There will be changes proposed. There will be new laws debated. And so there'll be a lot happening. This week in Olympia will give us a little bit of a preview. One thing that's interesting, I just wanted to mention it in case people are interested in coming over. For me anyway, the Senate office building that houses many of the senators, my particular building is over 100 years old, and it is being rebuilt and remodeled and torn down and all this stuff. So we're in a temporary building this year, and they just kind of like basically stacked all these portables together to make this building for us. So if people want to do Zoom meetings and save yourself a trip to Olympia, it would probably be a good year to do that. We'd be happy to do that. But if people want to visit the Capitol, we'd love to have them. It's just that our particular offices aren't going to be as hospitable as they have been in prior years, but we're going to do the best we can with it.
All right. What other information do we need to get out for folks? I know we're going to be having this opportunity all through session on Tuesdays as you keep everyone up to speed on the going-ons. But up until that time, is this just the preview, and then you'll be able to come home for the holidays before you go back?
That's right. I'll come home for the holidays, but the work is really ramping up. Obviously, a lot of people are communicating with us. We got bills that are starting to be introduced. So beginning in early December, there is a pre-filing process where legislators can formally pre-file their bills. And then on the first day of session, those are considered. You can kind of get a jump start on things. So you're going to start hearing more and more, especially after what's happening in Olympia this week, about the legislative session and activities. But a really good way for listeners to follow what I'm doing is through my website, which is SenatorBradHawkins.org. It has a way that people can subscribe to my email newsletter if they don't receive it. They can monitor my news releases, and there's also different resources that we can point people to for how to track legislation. There's a toll-free hotline that is really helpful. Called the legislative hotline that people can call if they have questions. So we do have the television, Washington, and different things. So hopefully through my website and through some of the traditional channels, if people want to follow along, they can. But it's going to be an interesting year. We're not exactly sure how the budget revenues are going to hold up with all the uncertainty with the economy and sales taxes. So we're not sure. In past years, the budgets that have been approved, some of them I have not voted for, especially lately, have spent the edge. And I think there's going to be some interesting fiscal pressures this particular year that our state hasn't really had to experience in several years because of our strong economy. Even during the COVID years, the revenues were quite up. Mm-hmm. But I have a feeling that for this next two-year period and potentially beyond that, it's going to be a tightening of our economic situation in our state, and how we manage to resolve the budget and handle all those challenges, considering that, it's going to be a big issue. So that's something for people to watch this year. And I look forward to being on with you each week, Jeff, so I can kind of update you during the session as to what's happening over here in Olympia.
Well, we definitely appreciate it, and it's definitely very informative because not everybody gets to get involved with all the issues that you do. So we do appreciate you keeping us up to speed, Senator.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, and thanks for having me.
Well, thank you again. Again, it's 12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins.